Do you feel a bit lost right now? Pag-usapan natin yan in this new Trying Hard podcast episode. Hi there and welcome to another episode of the Trying Hard with Laika podcast. And I'm trying my best na medyo upbeat tayo dito sa beginning na to. Kasi this is one of those solo episodes where we dig deep. And the reason why I felt like we need to talk about this, although we've talked about like feeling lost na rin in certain contexts sa previous episodes, is because I feel like hindi na siya individual problem. Like the amount of messages I get from people who are telling me na they feel like they're up in the air or they're not in the right place or they feel nothing, they feel na wala silang passion about what they're doing, or in general lang they feel lost in this life, medyo marami-rami na. And so I felt like it's time for us to talk about this and certain parts of my life rin where I felt like this, and ano yung mga pwede natin gawin about it, and how feeling lost can actually lead to being found. Okay? Now, first of all, just a quick reminder, if you are not yet following the podcast, go ahead and do that. You can hit follow here on Spotify if you're listening to Spotify, or subscribe to the Trying Hard podcast channel on YouTube if you want more conversations like this. But today is really, really just a deep dive into that feeling. Now, let's lead with a few things that we need to talk about feeling lost. The first thing na gusto ko i-stress is that feelings are very real. Okay? Feelings are real. And feelings are valid. Di ba? Yun naman yung, I guess, recurring na conversation itong mga past few years, I would say. Very common for us to say that our feelings are valid or don't invalidate my feelings. Itong entire conversation about this, it's true. Feelings are very real. And they can get so real that meron silang physical manifestations. For example, sa akin, when I'm stressed or feeling anxious or and feeling lost, sometimes I would break out into hives. So meron ako mga rashes, no? May times na bababa yung immune system mo. All of these things kasama yan. Okay? And that is how real feelings can be. So, number one, i-stress ko again, is that feelings are real. So, feeling lost, feeling yung ganong klase ng level ng anxiousness, I guess, about yourself, then yan ay totoo. Yan ay real. Yan ay valid. But the thing about this podcast and about every conversation we've had is, di ba, we don't stop there. The next thing I'm going to say, and again, both of these things can exist at the same time, at the same place, and even within the same person, is this. The second thing I need to stress is that feelings are not always facts. And I say not always kasi there are times na totoo siya. Hindi lang siya totoo as in nag-exist yung feeling na yon, pero karapat-dapat siya maramdaman, at karapat-dapat siya maramdaman sa ganong scale. Now, one of the things I've said before, which I hope you don't take into too far out of context is that even if feelings are valid and feelings are real, sometimes they are disproportionate. Ibig sabihin, kumbaga ang isang kurot ng or isang kagat ng langgam ay hindi pa rin katulad naman talaga ng kung kakagatin ka ng leon o kaya ng buhaya, 'di ba? May pagkakaiba pa rin 'yon. And a lot of people struggle with how hindi proportionate or hindi proportional, hindi tama yung pagkakadama natin ng certain things. There are people who will really feel, kasi mababa yung tolerance nila for pain, sobrang sakit, kahit kagat lang yun ng langgam. May mga tao naman na kahit malaking bagay na, sa kanila okay lang kasi sanay sila sa pain. So again, may kasama na nung realidad na yon na hindi naman laging accurate yung scale ng pain natin or hindi siya laging proportional doon sa actual na nangyari or sa actual na cause ng pain. But on top of that pa, sasabihin ko rin that feelings are not always facts. Ano ibig sabihin nun? Sometimes may mga pagkakataon sa buhay na you will feel lost, but that doesn't mean that you are indeed lost. Ano yun sa buhay minsan, kahit nga yung simpleng illustration lang na naglalakad ka with your family, di ba, nasa mall kayo. Tapos biglang paglingon mo, akala mo mag-isa ka na lang, di ba? Kasi naramdaman mo bigla parang nag-panic ka lang na, ala, mag-isa na lang ako or nasa na sila, ganun. Pero hindi ibig sabihin na naramdaman mo yun, eh nawawala ka talaga, di ba? Wala lang, na-hit ka lang ng certain thought na yun, di ba? May mga intrusive thoughts tayo, kumbaga, or may mga bagay na hindi tayo nakokontrol na naisip natin. Baka ganun lang siya. So again, feelings are not always facts. And we have to recognize that both those things could be true, maybe even at the same time. Now, the third thing, pushing the envelope even further, is this. Feelings can be fought. Now, merong kanta na I can't fight my feeling anymore. I can't fight this feeling anymore. And it's funny that I always remember that song when it comes to conversations like this. Pero even the fact that this person sings na I can't fight this feeling anymore, ibig sabihin, matagal niya nang nilalabanan. Kaya lang hindi niya nakaya. So, even then, you could say that feelings can indeed be fought. You may not always win sa nararamdaman mo, but still, pwede mo pa rin siyang labanan. Feelings can be fought. Now, why do I say that? Kasi hindi nga tayo laging accurate dun sa nararamdaman natin. Again, based on the second na point natin, which is that feelings are not always facts, may times in our lives na we feel lost, we feel na, okay, hindi ito ang tamang lugar para sa akin. Pero if you fight that feeling, you would realize na, ah, okay, mali pala yung feeling na yon. Nilabanan ko lang siya kasi it's just a weird thought. Ganun lang talaga yung sitwasyon na yon. Hindi naman pala ako lost, it's just that fearful ako sa next step. Hindi naman pala ako lost, it's just that feeling ko magiging mahirap yung susunod na hakbang, so ayoko na siyang gawin. So hindi naman ako, hindi accurate yung pagkakasabi ko na I feel lost. It's just that I don't want to do something. Which is something na kailangan maraming self-awareness, sa totoo lang. Kasi I feel like a lot of people would say na, okay, I feel lost, I feel off, I feel like there's something wrong here. When in fact, yung something wrong na yon is just kulang pa sila ng courage to face yung susunod na chapter. Or ayaw nila kasi uncomfortable. Ayaw nila kasi ayaw nila ng confrontation. Ayaw nila na mag-improve. Ayaw nila na may, ano yun, may call out sila na may masasaktan. Ayaw nila mag-risk. So, dun din yun. May mga posibilidad na yan. So, before we even talk about what feeling lost could be, pag-usapan na natin to. Na again, three things. Feelings are very real, but feelings are not always facts. And feelings can be fought. Real or not, whether they're facts or not, yung feelings na yan can still be fought. Now, bakit natin kailangan iset yung baseline dito? Kasi if we don't talk about these things, if we don't acknowledge the possibility na your feelings are just feelings and that's it, para saan pa yung growth, di ba? Ibig sabihin, saan pa tayo magli-leave ng room for growth or ng pagpupush ng sarili natin to be a better person or to choose right kahit sa mahihirap na sitwasyon, right? So, now that we have that out of the way, we're going to talk about the three things that feeling lost could be, okay? And then, we'll do that right after this quick break.
So, siya yung bumibili ng planner taon-taon kasi new year, new you.
Oo.
Pero hindi niya naman sinusulatan.
Palayo.
Kasi daw pangit yung sulat niya, sayang yung papel. Tapos minsan, January, okay pa, sinusulatan niya, ginagamit niya. February, okay pa. Tapos susunod niyang bubuksan, September na.
Ganun ka rin ba? Ako rin kasi, kaya nga gumawa ko ng sarili kong planner.
Ito ang planner na para sa mga tryhard, kagaya ko. At dahil hindi nakakahiya maging trying hard, mas nakakahiya to not try at all, nilagay na natin sa cover mismo.
This planner is undated, kaya pwede mo simulan gamitin kahit kailan. At kung makakalimutan gamitin eh, pwede mong gamitin ulit. Walang masasayang na papel.
But I should warn you, this planner is not for everyone. Parang yung podcast natin.
Others may look at it and say it's too much or it's too messy. Pero I made these choices para hindi kayo mahiyang gamitin.
This is the kind of planner you can use and abuse.
Aside from the monthly spread, weekly spread, at yung task list, meron din siyang mga activity sheets that you can use sa inyong journey sa personal development. At kung ready ka na bumili para sa'yo o para panregalo, you can go to bit.ly/tryinghardplanner. And for the first 100 orders hanggang November 30, I will also include a dedication kung gusto nyo lang naman.
just let us know dun sa notes kung kaninong pangalan ang isusulat. Now, I always tell you to dream big, work hard, and start now. This planner right here is actually one of my big dreams, so thank you all for making it come true.
Alright, welcome back. So again, we already talked about what feelings are. And again, it's not just about feeling lost naman, sa totoo lang. You can use those three things with any other feeling out there. But now na naset na natin yung ground, kumbaga, at na-till na natin yung lupa, dito tayo sa three things that feeling lost could be. Now, the first thing, which is very important, is this. Feeling lost could actually be a prompt for reflection. Ulitin ko yun, ha? Feeling lost could be a prompt for reflection. When we feel lost, diba? And again, kung literal na sense yan, kung naramdaman mo yung strike nung feeling na, okay, wait lang, am I in the right spot? Am I following the right path? What's this weird feeling? It could be a prompt for you to re-examine kung nasaan ka. And when you feel lost, I feel, yun yung skip, sinis-skip na part ng maraming tao. A lot of people, when they feel lost, they go straight to, okay, I need to do something else, I need to go somewhere else, I need to change things. Nandun na agad sila. When in fact, sa akin, ang magandang first step is really take that as a prompt for reflection. Okay, if I'm feeling lost sa career ko ngayon, sa course ko ngayon, sa relationship na to, sa step na ginagawa ko, sa ministry, whatever the context may be, or even sa friendship, di ba? Take that as a prompt for self-reflection. Kasi hindi mo malalaman kung nawawala ka kung hindi mo alam kung nasaan ka right now. The reason why we feel lost is may something na nagsasabi sa atin na, okay, mali na yung orientation ko, mali na yung direction ko, may something wrong with the situation. Kasi this is not where I'm supposed to be. And so when you feel like you're not where you're supposed to be, the best thing to do would be to check if you indeed are not where you're supposed to be. And how do you know that? You do that through reflection, through self-examination, through orienteering, parang titignan mo yung orientation mo, nasan ka na ba? Kasi sa totoo lang, dito pa lang, mawi-weed out na yung ibang mga feelings ng pagiging lost. In my life, for example, there were times na I felt lost, even in my content creation journey. But when I took that as a prompt for reflection, I just reminded myself, okay, wait lang, hindi ako nasa maling direction kasi this is the right path. This is the path I've been walking on for so long. It's just that may mga times sa buhay natin na hindi nakakita or hindi malinaw kung ano yung patutunguhan natin. Alam mo yung pag naglalakad tayo minsan or bumabiyahe tayo sa road. Tapos ang haba-haba na nung daan pero wala kang nakikitang intersection, wala kang nakikitang road sign, wala kang nakikitang kahit ano doon sa sibilisasyon. A few days ago, we went to Batangas to Cavite to visit a friend who had his birthday. And may isang path doon nung nagda-drive kami na diretso lang siya, dire-diretso lang siya. Medyo bukid yung both sides. Walang road signs, walang kahit ano. Medyo mahina yung signal. So Waze was a little bit temperamental. Tapos yung feeling talaga namin both, kasi Zandy was driving. So yung feeling namin both was, tama ba yung pinupuntahan natin? Tama ba yung direction natin? Kasi parang walang kahit anong clue eh. And may ganun din tayo sa life. Kaya napaprompt tayo na, okay, may mali ba dito? Hindi dahil may mali talaga, pero dahil lang, kasi parang ang mundane ng mga bagay, parang repetitive na siya, di ba? Tama ba itong ginagawa ko? Kasi parang wala namang progress, wala namang signs, walang affirmation, walang kahit anong nag-improve for such a long time. And ang tendency natin as people, di ba, who seek assurance, who seek direction, who seek a point na magsasabi sa atin, mag-affirm sa atin na tama yung ginagawa natin, we feel lost when we get to that point. Pero hindi ibig sabihin nun na actually lost ka. Baka nasa right path ka naman. Feeling lang talaga siya. So again, doon napapasok yung it's a good prompt for reflection. But of course, hindi naman laging mali yung feeling lost. Sometimes, when we check, okay, prompt na siya for self-reflection, ay, nag-reflect ako. And, oh no, there's something wrong. This is not okay. The feeling of feeling lost is persistent, di ba? And when it persists, you go to your doctor, parang ganun. So, ibig sabihin, higher level na to. So, what do I do then if it's persistent? If by self-reflection, hindi siya na-eliminate, I still feel lost. What can I do? And the second thing that you could do would be to pause for rest. So the first one is you can use it as a prompt for reflection. The second is you use this as a sign that it's time to pause for rest. Bakit? Kasi a lot of the time when we feel impatient about things, when we feel lost, when we feel like mali yung direction na pinapatunguhan natin, hindi naman siya necessarily rin mali. Hindi rin necessarily mali yung path natin. It's just that pagod ka na. And ang tendency natin kapag pagod tayo, kapag na-stretch tayo thin, kapag tayo ay nag-go through burnout or the early stages of burnout is, yun, umiikli yung PC natin. We feel like the things that we do don't matter. Nawawala yung zest natin for life, yung excitement natin sa buhay. Kasi feeling natin walang progress, walang nangyari maganda. So, when you're feeling lost, it could be a sign na, okay, pahinga muna. Yeah, you need to pause. You need to rest. And after resting, kung magpapahinga ka for some time and you still feel yung persistent na, okay, may mali talaga. Hindi na to madadaan na sa pahinga. Diba? May linear shirt yun eh. May mga pagod na hindi nadadaan sa pahinga. Yun yung klase ng mabigat na feeling na mag-lead sa atin dun sa pangatlong bagay. So again, no, number one, it's a prompt for reflection. Number two, it could be a sign it's time to pause for rest. Kasi rest is very important. And baka yun lang, pagod lang talaga siya. But the third thing is this. Feeling lost could actually prime you for redirection. So prime for redirection. And this is one of the things na I'm really grateful na when you feel lost and you actually have that parang weird feeling na, okay, wait, there's something wrong. It comes at an opportune moment, as in yung tamang panahon, na naramdaman mo ito. And it turns into this, yung third thing, which is, it's actually priming you for redirection. It's actually something exciting. Something that could pave the way for something big to happen in your life. And I'm saying this kasi I know full well na a lot of you are feeling lost right now. And you feel like feeling lost is equal or equivalent to feeling hopeless or being hopeless pa nga. Some people would say, ako ito, I'm feeling lost, so wala nang silbi ang lahat ng ito, nagpagod ako for nothing, everything. When in fact, feeling lost could just be a sign na you're getting ready para mag-iba ng direksyon, ma-redirect ka, may shift. Not necessarily sa course, no, or sa degree, hindi naman yun yung pinag-uusapan lang natin dito, but a shift in your mindset, a shift in the way you look at things, a shift in the way that you plot your career in the future. Kasi, if hindi na siya talaga about like self-reflection, hindi na siya about just taking time to rest, and hindi mo na feel yung feeling lost, mas malungkot yun. Like, imagine if you don't feel lost, dire-diretso ka lang sa buhay, and then you wake up 60 years old ka na, and you're not where you're supposed to be. Mas mahirap yun, di ba? So, mas maigi na that you get this feeling of feeling lost early in life kesa when it's too late. Although, technically, sa akin, kasi hindi ako niniwala na may too late. Pero, ano lang, sayang lang yung oras, yung mahabang oras for that. So, pag kinakalabit ka na you're feeling lost, okay, may something wrong here, hindi lang siya feeling. You can actually use that as a jumping point, as a trigger for you to look at, okay, if I don't want to be here anymore kasi I'm lost, I'm not in the right place, I'm not in the right relationship, I'm not in the right friend group, I'm not in the right course kasi that really is possible, I'm not in the right career, I'm not in the right field, I'm not making right decisions. Use this time to prepare for the time na you're going to pivot at lalabas ka doon sa sitwasyon na yon. Kasi sa totoo lang, may mga tao rin na yung kinakalabit na sila nung feeling lost, pero didire-diretso yun pa rin nila kasi because of pride minsan, di ba? Probably naranasan nyo na to. Ano yung mga daddy minsan na parang ano na to ah, gubat na to ah, masukal na, wala nang daan ah. Hindi, dito lang, diretso lang yun. Di ba, ganun? Tapos, para huminto sila, kailangan talagang makita nila na may dead end bago sila mag-redirect. May mga taong ganun eh. Matitigas yung ulo, ma-pride, ayaw magbago agad. Pero if you're the type of person na maaga mo siyang madidetect, it'll save you a lot of time and a lot of resources din. So you could really redirect na. So hindi siya sad thing, in my opinion, if you feel a little bit lost. Ano lang siya, you could use that as an opportunity to, okay, do something. Whether it's to prompt self-reflection, whether it's to pause for rest, kasi wait lang, di na tama yung mind frame ko, I'm feeling weird, I'm feeling bad, I'm feeling like, papunta na tong burnout, so let me take time to rest. Or this may be a real na, okay, let me change directions kasi hindi na ito yung para sa akin. It's something that could turn into a good thing. So I really wanted to leave you with that, knowing that, again, a lot of you are worried kasi you feel lost right now. You feel like, okay, hindi ko alam yung nasan ako, saan ako papunta. I just want to assure you that hindi yan end of things. In many ways, it's a start of something. It's a start of something na could be even more meaningful in the future. Because did I ever feel lost? Yes, I felt lost in my life before. There are moments again that it still happens. But there's a lot of things that we can glean from going through the process of feeling lost. Addressing it, like acknowledging that it's real, acknowledging that it's, again, feelings are not always facts, and acknowledging that you can fight these feelings, go through reflection, go through rest, go through redirection. Kasi those are the things that could turn you into the person that you were always meant to be. So yeah, if you're feeling lost right now, it's part of the process. Welcome to adulthood. We don't always know what to do. A lot of people are just really good at pretending. I'm not one of those people. So what I'm going to say lang is go through it. Go through life. Keep pivoting, keep changing, keep finding your place. And acknowledge that that is part of the process. It's not a bad thing. Much like trying hard is not a bad thing. Diba? Kasi when you feel lost, that means you need to try something new. You need to try to push yourself even further. And I believe that you can do that. A lot of the things that I'm doing right now are products of me feeling lost at one point in my life. Haley, for example, is a really easy example for me. Mag-birthday din si Haley. But she's been with me for like 7 years now. And she actually came at a time where I felt very lonely. And yun, feeling lost din ako. And getting her also helped me. With my life. Kasi now I had someone I'm responsible for, as in 100% responsible for. I started working really hard kasi she was very sickly as a puppy. So kailangan ko talaga magsipag. And it also cultivated a sense of responsibility in me, which is more than I thought I could handle with a lot of things already on my plate. And honestly, even the decision to one day be open to the possibility of having a child, all of those things na open up siya because I got Haley. And I got Haley because at one point in my life, I felt lost. So there really is that. So yun yung pattern. Me feeling lost at one point led me to having Haley, and now having Haley led me to even like more things in the future. So I hope you get a little bit excited about the possibilities then. Again, if there's one thing you could take away from this conversation, it's that feeling lost is not the end point. It could be the start of something really, really good if you use it the right way. Okay? So, yan muna for now. As we always say, diba? Dream big, work hard, start now, and don't let other people calling you a try hard keep you from actually trying hard. Excited though for all of you. Again, don't forget to follow, subscribe. If you want to catch more of conversations like this on a shorter form, go ahead and follow me on my social media accounts. And yan muna for now. I'll talk to you next time.